News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, most of us hope this day would never come, but at 9 o'clock tonight, in about 13 hours, Donald Trump is set to announce a range of tariffs. Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers, joins us now. Minister, there doesn't seem to be any doubt that there is going to be extensive and pretty hefty tariffs levied by Donald Trump. Is there at this stage?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, well, we know we're in a very serious and disruptive environment now with what's speculated to be 20% of universal tariffs applied to the European Union. And that's going to cause serious and significant damage to Ireland, to our economic prospects, particularly when you take the reliance we have on an open trading enterprise model. And that's why the government is managing this in the context of the European Union, but also in our broader international engagements. And we know this represents universal downside risks for the economy, serious risks to employment, to future economic growth, and undermines the decades of prosperity that have been underpinned by international trade. That's why there has to be a measured and proportionate response from the EU that's structured on engagement with the US administration and trying to uphold the principles of international trade, which have supported the growth of EU and the US over many years. This, despite it being labelled Liberation Day, is going to cause damage to ordinary citizens in the US and right across.
Yeah,
the
EU. And we'll get to that damage in a moment. Some of the papers this morning suggesting that you in government fear that the EU response to US tariffs could hit the tech sector, that the EU retaliation against US tech companies. Is that a particular concern at the moment for you?
Well, look, trade policy is obviously an exclusive European Union competence, and we're reflecting the Irish perspective on what the retaliatory measures should be. That will obviously have to be decided and balanced across the European Union. But I think there is strong solidarity and a collective approach within the EU and unity of purpose on ensuring that there's a calm approach. And that's why President von der Leyen has said that, you know, there won't be an immediate response. I think the European Union will seek to engage and to try and de-escalate this. But then the European Union, if what is being speculated on was applied today, will then publish certain countermeasures from what the US sets out. But we want to structure this into a conversation.
Because there is a real, we are so, I mean, we've spoken a lot about the pharma sector. We're so heavily dependent on that. We're also hugely dependent on the tech sector. I mean, there's a real danger here that, you know, two of our huge sectors for the Irish economy could get hammered here.
There's major risk here, and we know for many years we've flagged the concentration risk in particular of the pharma and tech sector when it comes to our corporation tax receipts. And that's why the last government set aside significant portions of that in the context of the Future Ireland Fund and the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, and why fiscal buffers have been central to our overall economic management, so that we mitigate the risk of that concentration risk in the Irish economy.
Yeah. Those bumper huge profits, corporate tax profits, do you fear they are going to come to an end?
Well, I think it's first of all, it's too early to say on the immediate impacts when it comes to corporation tax receipts. And this is where I suppose this the tail effect of this will go on for a significant and extended period. For example, we may have continued strong receipts through this year, but we know there's downside risks into the coming years. And that's why the medium-term fiscal plan, which both myself and the Minister of Finance, Pascal Donoghue, will be coordinating, would be really important that we don't add excessive amounts to our expenditure base or cut taxes when there's a medium-term risk to
so no tax cuts. And will you for once keep it in your rules you set down in terms of spending limits? You haven't done it in recent years. Will you do it actually this year?
What I'm saying is we need to be very careful in how we calibrate all of our taxation expenditure, and we need to have strong budgetary guardrails and fiscal discipline over the coming years. And I've been absolutely repeating that since I've entered in as Minister for Public Expenditure. The focus for me is actually on capital expenditure. When you speak to any economist and people who examine the Irish economy, we need to protect capital investment to unlock economic growth for the future in strategic areas like water, energy, transport and housing. And we know that some of the blockages in those particular areas are actually restricting investment decisions presently. And we need to make sure that competitiveness and investment in a capital investment in the Irish economy actually drives infrastructure delivery, which allows us to diversify and you know, embrace new economic opportunities.
Okay,
for
absolutely important. So in terms of, obviously, look, a lot of the negotiations here are going to be done by the EU. Are we engaging with direct bilateral negotiations with the US, or is there any point in doing that?
Well, no, the negotiation is obviously coordinated centrally at the EU. Minister of Foreign Affairs has had engagement with Secretary of State Lutnick and others, and obviously we had engagements with members of the US administration in St. Patrick's Week, as you're aware. But this is centrally negotiated and coordinated by the European Union, and there has to be that collective approach around solidarity and unity of purpose across all EU member states. And we're reflecting the Irish position and the sensitivities and the concentration risks that we have in particular areas of trade in our engagement with members of the European Commission.
Can I ask you, any particular concerns about the border and the fact that there's a potential for the UK to face a different tariff regime, and that could create issues for us in relation to cheaper goods, for example, in the north?
It's early days on that yet, but that's certainly, I've received briefing on that, but we have to wait to see what President Trump announces. When you take, for example, his announcements on steel and aluminium, the UK were included in that. So it remains to be seen to what extent there'll be a huge differentiation between what he announces for the European Union and for the UK in particular.
Can we take it as read, Minister? I mean, you're public expenditure minister. Can we take it as read that the kind of budgets we saw, I think, the last 3 or 4 years, we will not have that in the autumn?
Well, those budgets were in a different context. We obviously had
before
COVID.
An election.
Uniquely across many administrations, we ran one of our biggest surpluses in history in entering into the last general
Minister,
election.
Minister, we ran surpluses during the Celtic Tiger as well. Surpluses can be very misleading.
I can absolutely assure you that I take fiscal discipline and value for money consideration seriously. I know there's been
You didn't stick to the fiscal rules that you brought in.
Well, the fiscal rules were important to have parameters when it came to overall decision making. We've had enormous growth in our population in the last 10 years, and we've had a huge inflation.
You haven't stuck to them once, Minister. That's the point.
We've had an enormous inflationary burden, which has impacted on the cost of providing public services. But we are entering into a different period. We'll be setting out the overall parameters for the next 5 years in the medium term fiscal plan. And central to that will be growth, competitiveness, and driving economic prosperity in a very different world. And that means we'll have to be careful on changes to taxation and expenditure in our overall economic management. And I'm absolutely keen to do that and ensure that we anchor fiscal discipline and don't overextend the provision in the context of decisions we make.
Okay. Can I ask you, Minister, the Irish Daily Mail reporting today that the Territories Bill, the Occupied Territories Bill, will be shelved in a bid to keep the US happy. The story says that introducing the bill would be an act of economic terrorism in the midst of a trade war with the US, senior government sources warning that. Is the Occupied Territories Bill going to be dropped by the government because of what's happening elsewhere in the world?
Well, the Pro for Government sets out the position on the Occupied Territories Bill. We've said previously that it requires substantive amendments to be compliant with the EU and with our own constitution. And there's work ongoing between the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Attorney General on that particular piece of legislation. And that work is continuing.
Okay, you didn't really answer my question though, Minister.
No, it is. No, the Programme for Government commitment is clear on progressing that legislation, and the drafting work is continuing between the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Attorney General's office.
So it's still the plan to introduce that legislation?
That's the Programme for Government commitment, absolutely.
Okay, because most observers around Leinster House feel that the government has gone cool on the idea and that it will be stalled.
The bill, as it was previously drafted, requires substantive amendment to be compliant with European and national law. And that's why that work is ongoing between the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Attorney General's Office. And the programme for government commitment on that is clear in the context on the work that has to happen on that particular piece of legislation.
Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.